Praise the Lord, sisters. Praise the Lord. I'm happy that there's not less us. I was afraid that there will be some less people. Praise the Lord. So let's get into this matter, this subject. But I would like to say that I'm really encouraged by this hymn. This hymn, hymn is very well known among Christians. Perhaps we are not singing it too often, and in Polish we didn't have it at all. We haven't had it till today. I mean, we didn't have it. Praise the Lord for the members in the body. We ask one sister who were laboring hard on this hymn during the last few days. So, like this, hidden prayer. We can serve by praying in secret. We also can serve by translating hymns in the hidden way. We can serve by putting saints into the hospitality or different places. Our hidden life before the Lord is really precious to Him. So praise the Lord, we have this hymn. Because it touches two matters in our Christian life. That we need to trust the Lord, and we need to trust His word, and we also need to be obedient. We need to obey Him and His word. What we hear at this conference, I think we need these things which are in this hymn. We need to trust and obey, because we need to say amen to the words which we hear at this conference. And trust that the Lord, the wise God, prepared this word in the best way. And we should not only trust, but we also need to be obeying. And this is our whole practice in the Christian life. Trust and to be obedient. Trust and obey. Sisters, you who have been here last time, we have passed through first three lessons from Lessons for the Sisters, and we are now in three further lessons. Brother Oscar continued the line from the previous conference, this matter of the difference between male and female. But these two messages which we have now and also tomorrow morning, they are not easy. Not easy for me to speak out, and maybe it would be more difficult for you sisters to receive it. That's why we need God's word. These two lessons are a bit more difficult. I wondered whether you sisters would like to listen to them at all. But I was encouraged by the testimonies after last message, so. And I was also encouraged that these messages are not just for the sisters. this message and the next message is for all the believers, because they are related to the female life, which need to be lived by both brothers and sisters. They are related to the headship of God in this universe, related to the throne of God. And this is the principle of our Christian life and the church life. In order to enter into this subject, we need to really based upon the God's word. Actually, on nothing else. Because in this universe, there is no higher authority than God's word. Today in the world, there are different sources from which we take our thoughts, how to live, understanding what to do. And many of them could be helpful. Related to health, related to education, but this is related to the society life. But as far as the authority in the universe, as far as it is concerned, the order in the universe, how it is and how it should be, the only authority to us is God's word. And our reply to answer to God's word should be this hymn: obey, trust and obey. You know, often when we touch God's word, I think many saints love God's word. They also appreciate God's word. But today, during this meeting, I will repeat many times, we need to add to this practice also these two words. To our way of agreeing with God's word, we should add these two words from this hymn. We need to trust God's word, say amen to God's word, and to obey God's word. Okay, so let's practice a bit. Let's read a portion from the word. In the beginning, we would like to read some portions. First portion we will read from, then we would ask Polish-speaking sisters, Russian-speaking sisters to read these verses. They are in the outline. If you could open Genesis 2:18-24. Genesis 2:18-24. Otwórz trzeci. And Jehovah God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper as his counterpart. Now Jehovah God had formed from the ground every animal of the field and every bird of heaven, and he brought them to the man. to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called any living animal, that was its name. And the name gave names to all cattle, and to all the birds of heaven, and to every animal of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper as his counterpart. And Jehovah God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. And Jehovah God built the rib, which he had taken from the man, into a woman, and brought her to the man. And the man said, "This time, this is bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh." This one shall be called woman, because out of man this one was taken. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Longer portion. And I think each one of us knows this portion. Never too much of God's word. I was thinking for a moment whether I really wanted to read this portion, but yes, we'll simply have another portion from Genesis in when we get to point 3, Roman numeral. Okay, now, Polish-speaking sisters, please read a portion from 1 Corinthians 11:3, which is in Roman numeral 1. First Roman numeral. Sisters, let's read, but actually let's declare that point, that the whole universe would hear, listen to it. But I want you to know that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of the woman, and God is the head of Christ. Amen. Okay, let's have Russian speaking sisters. Let you also read it and declare it actually. Amen. Amen. This verse is a leading verse in our speaking this time. When you look at the at this outline, when you get your badges, look on the back of these badges. This verse is in three languages. You can pray read this verse with every sister in this room. Because this is a very crucial verse. because this verse very clearly speaks that there's an order in this universe. The further part will speak about it more in more detailed way. But there is the order in God's universe. And this order is Christ is the head of every man. And man is the head of a woman. And God is the head of Christ. I think it would be profitable to personally spend some time focusing on this word. Pray this word, this verse, to even to sing this to the Lord, that the Lord would become our content. Okay, and Russian-speaking sisters, let's read second Roman numeral and third Roman numeral. This is First Timothy 2:13 and 2:14. In Russian, please. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. Adam was not deceived, but the woman, having been quite deceived, has fallen into transgression. In this verse, there are two aspects which we get in, but we'll speak about it when we come to Roman numeral 2 and 3. Sometimes we listen to the messages and we know that in the beginning of the outline there are scripture reading, but not often or not every time we read them, but only God's word is able to enlighten us. We need to read God's word, and this word needs to be with us. Now we will get to the outline. So I will read, and I will speak a bit about the content of this message, of these points. Let's read the title of this message: Woman in God's Creation, Man's Fall, and God's Promise. We can see here that the subject of this message is the woman. And I wondered what part of history this message covers. And when I looked at these words, at these three aspects three spheres which are mentioned here in this title, I was reminded that the subject of the book of Genesis, which we could also kind of understand as the main subject of the Bible, of the whole Bible. I think some of us could even learn this, memorize this subject of the book of Genesis. There is God. God created, Satan corrupted, man fall, and God promised to save. God created, Satan corrupted, man fell, and Jehovah promised the gospel, promised salvation. So this message speaks of the woman in the whole history of humankind. Let's see what God creation speaks about the woman. What the God's word speaks of woman from the point of view of God's creation. We have Paul's word here. Paul speaks in a very interesting way to the Corinthians. He says, but I want you to know. Paul knew about something and he wanted the believers to know about it as well. It was a very serious thing. This whole epistle was very serious. There were many things in Corinth which Paul had to deal with. In the Recover version, there are 11 problems mentioned or listed, which took place in the church in Corinth. They were going to courts. They were doing different things. From first to 10th chapter, there are problems related more to the human part, moral problems. But when we get to chapter 11, Paul gets into something very serious thing, because he touches God's government, God's authority, God's throne. Therefore, he says, but I want you to know. What a grace that Paul, he didn't keep it just for himself. He was able to present it to Corinthians for them to see that there is an order in the universe. There is God who is the head. There is God's throne, and we should say amen to God's government. It is a very serious thing, because the history of man was related to the history of Satan. When God created man, Satan came and corrupted. He caused man to follow his rebellion. And today, in this whole universe, we can see this rebellion against God. But Paul wanted to tell the Corinthians that there is God in this universe. There is throne. And when I read this word, when I pray read this word from 1 Corinthians 11:3, I was touched very much with the word, I want you to know. Paul brought the revelation to the Corinthians. He didn't say, oh, we need to discuss some matters. We need to decide on what we should do. We need to consider whether this would be the best solution for us at our time. No, Paul simply revealed what is. He showed in what way God created man and in what way he established his government. And what we can do is to simply say amen to God's authority, to God's ordinance. Okay, let's read now points from under first Roman numeral. A. 1 Corinthians 11:3 reveals. It was a revelation. It was not. It was revealed to the believers. Paul simply said, "What is the situation?" Reveals the universal headship. In the universe, there is a headship. God is at the top. As the head of Christ. Christ is the head of every man. The man is the head of the woman. And human beings are the head of all animals and plants. We can see the order here. God is on the throne. Christ, as God's anointed one, is the head. God is the head of Christ. Even in the triune God, there's something which is related to headship in God's economy. Then, under Christ, there is man, and under man is woman. And men, human beings, are ruling over the animals and plants. But as Brother Oscar shared during his message, today when we go to a zoo or we go simply to a meadow, and meadow? So mosquitoes could bite us easily. We could, of course, say, mosquito, please don't bite me. Well, Bible says we should rule over them. But why is it not happening? Because we are under the rebellion. But praise the Lord that God is recovering us. For us to be under the headship of Christ. And for us to be under the headship of God. And in this way, God could gain his rulership over this earth. Okay, 1b. In the divine government or ordination, in the divine governmental ordination, woman is under the headship of man. The final part of this point really I just agree. God created the female in this way. Maybe we are not happy with this, even though I hope that at the end of this message you would really appreciate that. But simply God created us in this way. Isn't it simple and obvious? Point C. Among the unbelievers, the women are not under the headship of man. And since the men do not have Christ, they are not under the headship of Christ, and thus are not under the headship of God.
находится под владычеством Бога.
I think when we look at this in an objective way, we could tell that in the majority of society it is the case that among the unbelievers, women are not under the headship of man. And if you are not a believer, the rest of this point is not really related to you. That's why. Okay, so this point shows what is the situation in the world. God established an order, and we can see it in point B. He decided on that, ordained that. But today, we can see that through the rebellion of the enemy, of Satan, there is not the case. But praise the Lord for the word however in point D. However, when we receive the Lord and become believers, Christ becomes our head. Our enjoyment of Christ as our head brings us under the headship of God and sets up a proper order. And sets up a proper order between man and woman. This point is very much important to us, but also for God, because God wants to recover us. He wants to recover something in this universe. That everything in Christ would be under the headship of Christ, of God. When we receive the Lord, I was wondering, even saying we received the Lord. When we say we received Jesus, it does not sound that, but when we say we received the Lord, it means that we have the Lord. But the word speaks something more. We received him as our head. And you know, in the Bible, it's said that God, Christ is the head of the church. In Ephesians, we can read that Christ is head over all things to the church. Ephesians 5:23 says that Christ is the head of the body, the church. So we have this aspect that Christ is the head of all of us. He's the head of the church. He's the head of the body. But this portion we read just a second ago, it also has an individual aspect. It is not just that he is the head of the church, but he is the head of us, our head. And this God, in this point, there is a secret. Because it reads, when we enjoy the Lord, where is it? Oh, okay. Nie widzę tego. Hence, we must enjoy Christ as our head in order to live under God's headship. The divine authority and... Gdzie to jest? Oh, it's point D, I think. Oh, sorry. Our enjoyment of Christ as our head brings us under the headship of God and sets up a proper order between man and woman. This is a fact that Christ is our head. But when it comes to the actual church life, we could maybe see not that much of this headship. When you look at our marriage life, we can also see there's a lack of headship. So this point tells us what we should do. And it is not a big point. Oh, saints, we simply need to enjoy Christ as our head. And this enjoyment will bring us into this proper and actual headship and order. I hope you will read these portions so you could ministry portions so you could have much more appreciation of this. Okay, let's read point E. This is the key. In what way? Klucz do czego? Okay. Hence, we must enjoy Christ as our head in order to live under God's headship, the divine authority, and to keep God's ordained order in His administration. Sisters, this is not a small thing. We simply need to enjoy the Lord as our head. Because today, because of that, we will be people who will be under the authority of God, headship of Christ. And by this, God would be able to submit to us or submit to Himself more people and creation. But I just wanted to add something in the beginning. These messages are not just for the sisters. They are related to every believer. Therefore, we need to see that actually before God, we are a woman, each one of us. There's a portion in Isaiah 54:5 that my Savior is my husband. And it is related to every man. Our Savior is our husband. We are a corporate bride, but we ourselves are a part of this wife, a married couple. In the eyes of God, both brothers and sisters are women. So we need to live such a life in order to have the order in the universe. The Lord needs saints who would enjoy Christ. Enjoy Christ as their head. Let's go now to point 2 and 3. This first point was related to that creation. When God created woman, He placed her under the man. And this is the fact. This is God's government. Like children are born to the family. The birth causes the parents to be a parent, be parents, and children are children. We could try to change it, we could deny it, but this is a fact. It is simply a fact. So let's go to Roman numeral 2 and 3, which we'll speak about together. These points touch the matters which are related to the fall of man. Let me read Roman numeral 2. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. Paul's word of explanation in 1 Timothy 2:13 brings us to the beginning. God always wants to bring us back to his beginning. First Timothy 2:13 gives the first reason that a woman should subject herself to man. We can see, what do we see here? We know that man fell. And this caused a lot of consequences. But Paul, when he speaks to the Thessalonians, he gets back to the beginning, to Adam. I think he could learn from the Lord Jesus. I think because the Lord Jesus did it. Sometimes people came to the Lord, and the Lord spoke, that was not in the beginning. Today, society is developing over more than 2,000 years. There are different schools, teachings, understandings, but when it gets to the we read in these points A and B that woman should subject herself to man. And this also is related to what happened in the beginning. Both related to God's creation and man's fall. And Paul, he's not a wise man who presents this matter to the saints, but rather he's like a legal lawyer who presents this matter to people. Woman should be under the headship of man because man was formed as the first one. Was formed first. I don't know why, but this is the principle in the Bible. There is a principle of the birthright. The firstborn received the whole riches. I don't want to develop it too much. These are my considerations. But when we consider that we have an order, not chaos. There's also a need for something who will be the first, someone to be the second, and another for to be the third. Either vertically or horizontally, there should be an order. We need to follow someone. And God said that, and Paul confirmed that because Adam was formed first, then Eve should be under the headship of the first one. And of course we could discuss with it. We could bring up arguments. And maybe the first one should be the wisest one or the strongest one. Oscar mentioned in this message, I often worked in the companies where women were bosses. We really need to realize that women are wiser, objectively speaking. But if there's an order, and we're talking about the order in the universe, and God did not take the order of principle of the wiser one, higher, taller, nicer. No, he ordered he set up an order. And there's a God's wisdom in it. And the Almighty God is taking care of us. Even if we do not understand it, He knows better. We just need to say amen to His word. Point three says, Adam was not deceived, but the woman, having been quite deceived, has fallen into transgression. And also we can see it in the beginning. Because woman got deceived. She cannot be the head. Some consider, oh, what would it happen if the man would be deceived? But the word does not speak this way. Maybe man is not nicer or more beautiful or whatever. He was not deceived, the word says. If the pilot of the aircraft or a general in the army and make a mistake which cost the lives of many people, would anybody establish him to be a head over anything? And this is not from the ministry, this is my consideration. But I was encouraged that Adam was not deceived. He was not deceived for some reason, but the woman was deceived. And therefore, woman should be under the headship of man. Okay, let's try to read quite quickly the points. Here in 1 Timothy 2:14 is the second reason that a woman should subject herself to man.
послание Тимофею 2.14 приводится вторая причина, по которой женщина должна подчиняться мужчине.
I enjoyed this portion that Paul gave some arguments, reasons. And so God's word speaks the reasons, and I can say amen to it. If you sisters would ask me why it should be like that, if it would not be in the word, I would not be able to reply, to answer. But the word speaks about it, and it is developed in the further points. B. Eve was deceived by the serpent because she did not remain in subjection under the headship of Adam, but overstepped her position to contact the evil tempter directly. Without her head being covered. So we can see the behavior of what the F did. We can see here that Eve was deceived. Okay, so we'll read these points from 1 to 6. We'll get the clear understanding. Let's read them. Maybe Polish speaking sisters, point 1, then Russian speaking 2, English speaking 3, and then again Polish 4, Russian 5, English 6. And the seventh one all together. Okay, so Polish, Russian, English. One Polish. The inward cause of man's fall was the woman's assuming the headship. Now Russian. Eve was ensnared by the serpent because she forgot her husband. The devil was crafty, knowing that the woman was weaker than the man, and he chose her as his target. Regardless of what the woman said to the serpent, the safest way for her would have been not to talk to the evil one, but to turn to her husband and hide behind him. Eve should not have spoken to the evil one, for while she was talking with him, his wicked thought entered into her mind. Thus, even before Eve partook of the tree of knowledge, her mind had been polluted by the enemy's concept already. We should not question any of the words in the Bible, but should say amen to every word. I would like to get back to Arabic number 1. There are two reasons why women fail. Or in point 1, we read that there was also an inward cause of man's fall. Why? Eve fell. because she assumed the headship. And point two, it is said that she forgot her husband. There were no more than two people at that time. And when the enemy asked her whether she could eat of this tree, she said, "Not I am not allowed to eat, but we are not allowed to eat." So she spoke for herself and for Adam, but she forgot her husband. But actually, the biggest failure or biggest mistake was for Eve to simply begin to talk. This talk should not have taken place. Is it possible, sisters? That subject comes in, but you are hidden under your husband. Behind our husband who is in our spirit. Because for Lord Jesus. No, we begin to talk. First we need to talk. Someone shared concerning the prayer. I think it was during one of our sisters' conferences here. Sisters wanted to pray about someone and they began to talk. What happened? What is the situation? This and that. A lot of thoughts. And there was no time and strength to pray. Oh, saints, we do not need to know that much in order to pray. Of course, it is something else we're talking about here, but we see what was the problem in that Eve was functioning in her soul and she was open to the talk to the Satan. And that was the trap set up by Satan. Because even before she partook of the tree of good and evil, even before her body became spoiled, there was already a thought within the woman. That was the strategy of the enemy. These points from 3 to 7, they are crucial to our spiritual experience. And 6 and 7, Satan will always try to tempt you, induce you, and trap you by making a proposal which raises questions about God's word. We should not question any of the words in the Bible, but should say amen to every word. What should be our response to God's word? We should be simply obeying to God's word. If someone causes doubts in God's word, this is the enemy's strategy. Every time when we okay. Anytime you doubt the word of God, you must realize that that doubt does not originate with you. We should not doubt any words which comes from the Bible. We should say amen to every word. Since we need to see the strategy of the enemy. And it is not related only to this portion that women are subject to men. This is related to every word of God in the Bible. We need to trust God's word, and we need to obey God's word. And see, Adam and Eve failed because they did not use their spirit. If Eve had turned to the spirit, there would have been no problem. Our husband is with our spirit. However, if we remain in our mind, it means that we are assuming the headship. It means that we are assuming the headship, setting our mind to behave independently. Adam and Eve, when they were in the garden, they had the breath of God. God breathed into them, and they became a living soul. This means that they had a spirit which functioned after their fall. God was coming, and he spoke to them. They could exercise their spirit. They could use their spirit. They had a spirit, and they could use the spirit. But Eve did not turn to the spirit. Also, Adam did not turn to the spirit, because he also received this thought. But today, saints, our husband is in our spirit. Christ is in our spirit. He is with our spirit. Saints, if in our mind we do not turn to our spirit, we are assuming the headship. But when we turn to the Lord in our spirit, when we say, Lord, then we give the preeminence, give the first place to the Lord. He could do something in our being. If we are people who live in the soul, we are men in rebellion. We need to be those. Okay, it is not a slogan in God, in the Lord's recovery. Turn to the Spirit. Exercise your spirit. It is not, exercise the spirit, turn to the spirit. Well, it is the reality. It is not just a saying. We need to exercise our spirit. We need to turn. We need to flee to our spirit. Because there's our husband there, our Christ, saints. Now we turn to final Roman numeral. Try to swiftly go through it. Okay, so we had God's creation and the state into which we had to. then we see the fall of man. But praise the Lord, we are not remaining in that fall. Why? Because Jehovah promised. A woman has a part in God's promise. Actually, through woman, humanity can be saved. Actually, I don't want to develop it too much, but in a certain way, God had to deal with the enemy, with the Satan. And Satan touched the weaker vessel, weaker vessel open to the enemy. Satan polluted or corrupted man. But God's salvation is related to the female life. Okay, let's read altogether. Let's read Roman numeral 4. The fall occurred through the woman, and the deliverance was promised also through the woman. This shows us the importance of the sister's position in the Bible. Praise the Lord for this point. Praise the Lord for the position of the sisters in this history. We could say that something happened through the woman. We can stress on that. But we also can see that through the seed of the woman, we have the promise of salvation. We can see how important and crucial is the position of woman in God's economy. A. After man was created, what happened to man was very much related to the woman. Actually, woman was more active in her life. Adam was on the background. She was the one to speak. She caused the fall. But through her, there was a seed. This channel which caused the fall, which also has brought the salvation. And okay, let's read point B. By this we can see that whether or not God can have his way today in his purpose depends very much upon what the sisters will do. Sisters, we need to see how important is the function of the sisters in a positive way. We are in lesson 5, or we'll get to lesson 6, but the brothers were having many, many of these lessons. Sorry, 48 or more. So it is so important. I'm not talking by it that we'll pass, we'll go get into all these lessons, but and not all the messages speak of our need of dealing with this or that, but the position and function of the woman for God is very important. And position and function of the sisters in the church life are very important. Therefore, really, take it seriously that you are the sister. Brothers sometimes say that 70% of the practical church life is through the sisters. Brother Oscar shared, I think, this portion from the word that major part of the prayer ministry of the church comes through the sisters. Sisters, please consider it very seriously to be the sister in the church life. Take it very seriously that you are a sister in the church life. I would even say, go forward as the sisters in the church life. Not in general as a Christian, but as a sister, as the sisters. Develop in all of this which we cover in these lessons. Grow in life. Practice these things. If it is true word that 70% of this of the church life is related to the sisters, then this also we have this word on the back of our materials. The sisters are a crucial factor in the church life. So sisters, please take it seriously. Okay, let's read the next point. After the fall of man, God came in not to do something through man, but to do something through the woman. The subtle serpent, the enemy of God, came in through the woman. Therefore, God chose to defeat the enemy also through woman. Through the same channel by which he came. In Genesis 3, the serpent came in through the woman. And in the same chapter, God promised that this woman would bring forth a seed who would bruise the head of the serpent. If there would be no this woman, there would be no seed of a woman. Praise the Lord. D. Eventually we see that the woman is not so bad. This is in the reading portion. That's Bradley's utterance. She is what? Glorious! Though Satan came in through the woman, the seed who would bruise the serpent's head also came in through the woman. Oh, sisters, you should be proud of it. Because of your portion in God's, it's got in the plan of God's, if God's salvation. Point E, let's read together. we should realize that the proper position of human beings is that of a woman. Whether we are male or female, we all have the position of a woman before God. And 1 and 2. If we claim that we are man before him, we'll immediately be devoured by Satan. Undoubtedly, the woman mentioned in Genesis 3:15 is Eve. And Eve signifies all the people of God, the people who take the position of a woman trusting in God. As long as we trust in God, we are his people, his wife. Praise the Lord for such a vision of the woman in God's creation, in the fall, and in his promise. Sisters, have this privilege to be the to see that there are people on this earth who are headed up in Christ and given to the Lord. Tomorrow's meeting will be regarding the head covering. And it is not related to this outward matter, but related to the reality. When we come to the Lord's table, we can see the symbols. Brothers break the bread. I think the angels look at this. When we break the bread, we declare something. When we have the part in the cup, we declare something. Exhibited. When the sisters are covered, sisters' heads are covered, it doesn't mean that they are subjected to brothers. No, they declare to the whole universe that God gained a group of people who are under his throne, who receive his headship. And the Lord is on the throne. And sisters, brothers cannot do it. They cannot declare it. Because if the brothers would cover their head, Sorry, I don't know the words. Sisters represent them, not the man would shame his head, but sisters represent also the brothers. And in this way, they declare that there is such a reality in the universe. And that's why God is searching for a female life, a woman's life. And in this way, we declare that there is an order in this universe. And we need to say amen to this order. And the last thing... last thought. Saints, we need to be released from the fallen human or worldly way of thinking how to be obedient or how to be subjective, submissive. When I prepared for this meeting, I read some messages from John. From chapter 5 to 14, the Lord said that he doesn't speak anything of himself, from himself. He does not do anything from himself. He is not coming from himself. He has not been looking for his own glory. He was fully submissive. The Christ's head is God. And we could have the thought in the church life, which comes from the fallen world, that to be subject, submissive, is related to some kind of a slavery. And there is a thought, we need to be liberated, we need to fight against. But to be submissive to Christ, to be submissive to God, to the brothers, to be submissive to the order God created is the thing which we can enjoy. But we need to enjoy the Christ as our head. And this speaking, this teaching is not for justify negative behavior of the brothers or the husbands. It is all related to God's throne, from which God's blessing comes. Saints, if we are in this order, we will be under Christ, and we will be under God's blessing. Amen.